case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right. Who's a big Friends fan in the room? Yes, Gibbons. Have you seen every episode?
Oh my God, yes.
I have not. I've seen a lot, though.
Me and Mama G moved the couch into our new place earlier in the week, and if I didn't yell the word pivot like 1,500 times while moving the damn thing.
You have to. I was helping a friend move on Sunday. We did the same thing all the way down the hall.
Pivot! Well, the whole cast is signed on, baby, for the 25th anniversary launch.
What's happening?
Yes, HBO Max is where it will be. Where the Friends library is.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Which is where, you know, they have the Friends library now on HBO, one of their big attractions. So everyone signed on, which is big news for the 25th special. It doesn't surprise me. They've reached some kind of agreement, and it sounds like they're going to be paid $3 to $4 million
for one bleeping
they're
special.
They're worth more than that. That's pretty damn easy for one little 25th anniversary special.
What are they going to be covering for all that damn money? Now I want to know.
You're going to have every celeb from Friends from
I better get my money's worth,
they
man.
They said they spent about $20 million on talent. That's in line with what Netflix does. If you put it all together, it's $20 million. That's what they pay for Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, Ellen DeGeneres, Amy Schumer.
When you break it down like that, it makes sense.
It makes sense.
But when I'm hearing $3 million for a special, but then you see those guys in that. Okay.
Why not? Do it for $3 million each.
I'll be the first one there to watch.
HBO, I got to get another streaming service now to watch this.
I thought you had HBO.
I do, but it's HBO Max is something completely different. I was just looking at that.
What do you have?
HBO.
We and if you don't HBO get HBO Max, too?
Yeah, no, I don't.
What a ripoff, right?
It's a racket, damn it.
That is a racket. That's like, you have Netflix. Oh, this is on Netflix Plus. Screw you.
Is like a messed up thing.
It's messed up.
Remember when finally cable, if you got HBO, you'd just get all eight HBOs?
Yes.
They stopped charging you for every single HBO, and then now, I don't have cable like that anymore. But look, here's the deal.
Satellite.
HBO Max.
You hear that? DirecTV sucks.
HBO Max shelled out $425 million just for the record for the entire rights from Netflix. So they've got to charge you because they spent $425 million on the Friends library to go on HBO.
We're going to have to charge people if we want Friends.
Broke as hell, man.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
So last night, we met you guys for tacos.
Yes.
Pottery Guy and I. And then we went to the Bucks game and you went to the Lion King.
Mm-hmm. We did. It was awesome.
So I finally snapped last night on something he does that drives me nuts because when you're getting to know somebody, you just keep your mouth shut. And after a while you go, I can't take it anymore. I got to tell you, this is driving me crazy.
Right.
Well, some people do.
Yeah.
I do. Some people internalize the whole time. Mm-hmm. Not me.
No, yeah.
This guy, the way he drives, I've kept my mouth shut for long enough. But this guy, he rides people and he's got a big truck. Why are you always so close to the car in front of you?
He's a tailgater.
He doesn't think he is. And I'm like, you're so close to that car. I'm like, every time you follow people, you're so close. And I cringe inside because I picture being the person in the car who's like, get off my tail.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not that close. I'm like, you're too close to that car. And you have a big truck, so those lights are like boom on that car.
Yes,
I was
right
like,
in the
you
rear
don't
view.
Understand. And I said, and also, why are we driving in the right lane 50 miles an hour down 94 when all these people are passing? So we're tailgating some guy in the right lane.
When there's room in the left lane to go around this guy.
People are passing us because it's the freeway and the Bucks game was over, so people are wanting to get home. Yeah. But we're going the 50-55 in the right lane. And I said, why are we going so slow in the right lane tailgating this one guy? Why do you drive like this? Like, it finally just hit me. Are you with me?
Yeah. I have one question.
And he goes, I have one too.
He goes, what do you mean? You just drive like a maniac.
Oh God.
What?
I hate when people yell at me while I'm driving. First of all, has he had any accidents? Do you know if he's ever had any car accidents?
Not with me.
Has he had any speeding tickets?
I don't know. Probably not, because he drives like a grandma.
I would ask that. Because when my wife gets on my ass about driving, she's like, you're going too slow. You're going too fast. We go around this person. I go, how many accidents have I been in? Zero. How many accidents have you been in? 11, maybe.
Oh, that was his response that I'm a maniac driver. He goes, you're so aggressive. You're like
you
the
are.
Opposite. He goes, you drive like crazy. I go, hold on, please. I go, but I don't drive 50 in the right lane, tailgate somebody when there's no reason we can't go 55 and pass them in the middle lane? Like, that's crazy.
He both have their quirks.
No, but he can't call you aggressive when he's the one tailgating people.
He doesn't think he is, though.
That's aggressive behavior.
He doesn't think he's tailgating. He said, I don't think I'm tailgating. I said, you're way too close to the car in front of you right now.
Okay,
you don't
even in your opinion.
In my book, he's got
I would love for you to ride with us sometime and give me your opinion.
In my book, he's got two strikes against him, and this could be the third strike and his ass is out, okay? You got to be honest here.
I knew he'd get mad about the pot
last night.
What, strike one is that he's driving in the right-hand lane. Strike two is that he's tailgating people. Strike three could be when he switches lanes, and I mean every single time, 100%, does he use his turn signal, his indicator when he switches lanes?
I don't remember.
That's a no, because she doesn't want to say it, and that's three strikes
honestly,
and he's out.
I don't know if he turns on his blinker. I really don't.
Because that's the end-all be-all.
if he's in the big truck,
tailgating, in the wrong lane, who doesn't use his turn signal, he's everyone I hate on
the road.
Well,
he said that I'm just the lunatic driver.
Well, you are. You both are.
Whatever. I do.
Two peas in the pod.
We don't have to go 70 down 94, but can we go more than 50 in the right lane tailgating somebody? Please, God. Please, God.
You should have pulled over and said, fine, you drive. You drive here.
I would have.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
So a lot of people are, you know, big fans of the Packers, right? Obviously.
No.
It's an understatement.
Nobody likes the Packers.
And
especially, we don't cry when they lose.
Especially number 12, Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yeah.
Well, this chick is going viral on Twitter because she was under anesthesia. And they started asking her ridiculous questions about the Packers. She started spouting off about Aaron Rodgers and how they were friends and everything. So listen to this chick under anesthesia, and they videotaped her. Now it's been viewed over 30,000 times on Twitter. Listen to this.
I love him so much. He's my best friend.
Aaron
Rodgers.
Oh, you're not allowed to swear.
No,
we always say that.
We always say that.
Aaron Rodgers.
She went on to say that if Aaron Rodgers was with her, he would buy her 400 popsicles because...
That's what she said, because they're friends.
That's because she was in so much pain. She knew she was going to be in pain afterwards, probably.
You know what? I think this is going to lead to A, Aaron Rodgers contacting her.
Obviously.
And B, Aaron Rodgers getting exactly what he needs. Another endorsement. Something for popsicles. You watch.
Sure. I thought you were saying something for drugs.
Oh, no. That's not good.
She was high as a kite.
Aaron Rodgers doesn't do drugs. You stop that right now.
Maybe he'll be an anesthesiologist one day. Who knows?
It could happen.
It's like a lot of school. Uh-huh. Seems exhausting when you got millions of dollars.
Right.
Why not just go get a house on the beach and call it a day, man?
I'd rather just throw a couple touchdowns.
Retire up in this bee.
Yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie rewind.
All I wanted to do was pick up Mama G from work at the safe house before we all had our family fun outing last night.
Yep.
And I see a camera crew in the middle of the alley right where the safe house is. Right. I go, what the hell's going on?
Yes, the alley. I know it, the alley. Yeah.
Right off
the
front
door. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I go inside to see Mama G. I go, Mama G, what's going on outside with this film
crew?
Because
she works there.
She works the front door. If you ever go to the safe house, the person who makes you say the password to get in.
Agent Twerk is Mama G.
Hysterical.
A.K.A. Yeah. Mama G.
Hysterical. That's your mom.
So Agent Twerk.
I walk in.
What's the password?
As she's mid-twerk, my mother, Agent Twerk at the safe house, making people twerk to get in. I go, Mom. She gets done with her business. I go, what's going on outside? And she just casually, like it's nothing, goes, oh, Ryan, that's just Chris Rock out there filming something.
Chris Rock out there filming something. Last night, Chris Rock was filming outside of the safe house. Are you kidding me?
I go, oh my God, I got to go out there and investigate. So
I've got goosebumps.
I go outside.
Oh my God, you saw Chris Rock?
In the alley.
Stop
at
it.
The safe
what
house.
What time was this?
This was 5 o'clock? Like 5:05 yesterday afternoon.
Because we met at 5:30.
Yeah.
5:05 yesterday afternoon. I'm in the alley at the safe house. I see it from 50 feet ahead of me is Chris Rock.
Holy crap.
He's dressed up like a 50s gangster. I don't know why.
He's filming something.
He was definitely filming something. Camera crew everywhere.
Okay.
He's dressed like a 50s gangster with a hat, maybe even a mock gun. I couldn't quite tell.
Yeah.
He's got a 50s style car with him that's driving up and down the alley. there was a production company there called the Jolsons, because I Googled it because I saw on the production
Smart
truck.
To find out what he was filming.
Yeah. Could not find anything specifically particularly here. I Googled Chris Rock Milwaukee. I Googled film shooting near the safe house.
Uh-huh.
Could not find anything.
You literally broke it. You're the only one that knew or something.
That is by the way, you can see this picture. It's at 1037kissfm.com. Gibbons just posted it up there right
this
now.
This is the picture you took of Chris Rock?
Yep. from 25, 50
it's
feet away.
I'm gonna share it on Facebook.
It's a total paparazzi. Picture. It's
dude,
great. It's great.
Put it on our Facebook. Put it on our kids' Facebook.
Oh, we're putting it everywhere.
Oh my God.
And then I take the picture and I see some dude walking up towards me. I'm like, oh God, this is a production guy. He's going to yell at me for taking a picture. And then I'm like, oh God, I'm going to be in trouble. Oh God, I'm going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
The dude walks up to me and goes, did you freaking know that's Chris Rock down there? Because the guy, it's the middle of the day near the safe house.
And
there's
it's
people.
Freaking Chris Rock.
Yeah.
And you're like, is this real?
And this guy walks in the middle of the shoot and he goes, I can't believe that was Chris Rock, dude. I'm just trying to go to work.
That's right?
Insane. So if anybody,
I got goosebumps,
if anybody
man.
Knows what the hell he was doing here, what he was shooting, what he was filming.
Shoot a text and I want to post that picture you took of Chris Rock in Milwaukee yesterday. That's crazy.
And Mama G was like, yeah, the production, I got the producers. Caught the producer came in here during his lunch break and said he had to use the bathroom, but he wouldn't tell me what they would do.
Okay, so wait then, because when I looked on his IMDb, he has nothing in pre-production, which might have told us what he was filming.
Okay.
So it is tight-lipped, but when I met you guys at Vagabond for tacos before you went to the Lion King and I went to the Bucks game, I said to you, what was he filming? And you and Riggs looked at each other, Gibbons, and you go, isn't he due for another Netflix special?
I think he is due for another.
And I was like,
the last one that he dropped was in February of 2018, so it could be.
How many is he on the hook for? Don't they sign a deal where they owe like five to Netflix or something?
I think he was on the hook for three.
Three for $20 million or something like that.
$20 million a piece. He got $60 million for that. He got some cake.
You were standing next to a $60 million man.
Bro.
Yeah.
I thought I was gonna pass out. And Mama G is like, oh wait, it's just Chris Rock and his production.
She was not even a
deal. Like it was nothing.
It might be like, do you remember when Adam Sandler was here filming his special?
Oh, that's right. He filmed the whole thing.
Adam Sandler was here
during his show.
Yes. But he filmed pieces of it from Milwaukee because of the whole Chris Farley tribute at the end, which had the tie-in.
Mm-hmm.
So there were some things that he filmed around town during that may have made it in the special. So I'm wondering if Chris Rock isn't doing a Netflix special and this is like one of the cutaway scenes. But why Milwaukee? Why the safe house?
Know.
That is a cool little alley. Like it's cobblestone. It looks very old time.
Okay.
Myself and I turn to Aaron Turner and I go, have you ever seen New Jack City?
Oh, I'm like,
and he goes, huh? And I go, you've never seen
it's
New
Pookie.
Jack City?
Okay, we got a text at 71037 that says, I believe Chris Rock was here filming the show Fargo. I saw a post from a friend on Facebook about Fargo filming in Milwaukee yesterday.
What is Fargo? Tell me everything. What's
Fargo
happening?
Was in town because I do sometimes.
Fargo's a show on Netflix.
Sometimes I do things with this talent agency called Lori Lins. It's a talent agency, and they have casting calls for things. And they sent an email like last week or the week before. They were doing open casting calls for Fargo.
God.
They said they couldn't say anything else. There's a show on FX called Fargo.
Is it FX?
It's based off of the movie, obviously. But there's I think three or four seasons they have now, and that definitely could be what it is if he's in the new Fargo, because
I'm pretty sure Chris Rock is in it. I'm 90 plus percent
okay,
certain.
Okay, wait. It's on our website or no?
Yes, Chris Rock to star in Fargo season 4.
There we go.
And in the picture, he's wearing that old-timey hat.
Shut
We just put it
Where's
all together.
Where's the picture?
Did we put the picture on the website?
Yeah.
1037kissfm.com.
I'm looking.
1037kissfm.com.
Okay, I'm looking. Yeah. Refresh.
There.
Having a panic attack over here.
I'm sweating profusely over here. This is crazy. We just broke big news.
We did.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, we talked about ghosts this week. We talked about us all having some weird encounters.
Yeah, all three of us.
And,
crazy.
You know, Gibbons has apparently died on the table in one time when he had a problem with his hydrocephalus, and he came back to life, and he swears he died and remembers it, right?
That was on my senior trip in Florida.
And you swear you died and you know everything and you came
100%,
back.
100%,
okay.
Yes.
So
yes.
I believe you, like pneumonia or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You can tell that in a second, but let me tell you why I bring this
up. What's going on?
Because Kim Kardashian's claiming that their baby, Psalm West, the last one that they've had, is her father reincarnated. So I don't know if you think this is wacky or normal.
Yes.
I know people believe in this stuff.
Yes.
And I don't know what to think.
Yes.
You think her dad came back as her son?
100%.
Okay, so she said some medium when they were in Bali, whatever the hell. I'm never going to be rich enough to go there.
They're at the gym?
Told them that.
Bali's gym?
Bali's in Vegas, actually.
Oh, okay.
They're at the buffet at Bali's in Vegas, okay?
Right.
And after the buffet, they went to see The Price is Right. I only know it shows there because I saw it at Bally's, but side note. Okay, so. So yeah, they told her that her baby would be reincarnated. So she said she's convinced now. She said he's the happiest baby alive.
Yep.
He's always smiling, always happy. Butch, my comeback to that is he's the baby.
Right.
I was the baby. Everything's fun and easy. You have older siblings taking care of you that think you're cute. You get away with everything because your parents don't care anymore. Of course he's happy. He's the baby.
I bet baby's first words will be OJ. You think?
It should be guilty.
Hey, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit, Allie.
I mean, listen, that's how we'll find out if it's actually Robert Kardashian reincarnated or not. If when he's 50, he gets his buddy off with double murder, then he's good to go. I'm just saying.
The glove didn't fit.
Saying.
The knife did. Oh, the whole story did. And everybody else did. So, yeah.
No,
but that's her whole thing. So she swears that, and it'll be on the Kardashians.
And push my button.
Nope, because I care, you care. As much as we've talked about hauntings this week,
you died and came back. Can you tell me in 30 seconds or less?
I went on my senior trip from New Jersey down to Orlando, Florida to go to Disney World. I got sick on the trip. I passed out. I went to the hospital, died on the table, woke up with my family surrounding me. I thought I was dead. My family flew down from New Jersey to Florida thinking I was
dead.
The
doctor said you were dead?
The doctors went and gave me my last rites. Like, I was dead on the table. They had to bring me back.
Happened when you, did you have an experience in your head when you died,
quote unquote? I woke up in a white room surrounded by my family thinking I was actually dead. But
They weren't there?
They were there. I woke up, like, but I was looking from above. It was a long...
Wait, you were watching the room from, like in Ghost.
Yes.
Like in Ghost.
Yes.
That's crazy.
And then, I almost cursed. Here's the really, like, I'm looking from above, and then I wake up, and I'm looking from, like, point of view.
From below.
And
that's
then I'm awake.
Weird.
It was...
What if you were just dreaming, and you were above hearing them talk?
No, I think there's something afterwards.
Riggs, you're freaking me out.
Bro.
Yeah. Gibbons, every time you tell me this story, I get... The heebie-jeebies.
I had a fever of 106 degrees. My heart rate was 195 beats per minute for days on end. They brought in the priest, and I went into a coma, woke up. Family was there.
This guy won't
experience.
Kick rocks, man.
Right?
They tried to kill Gibbons 12 times. The guy won't die.
Oh, my God. They killed Gibbons.
You bastards.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You know, it's good for men to have emotions every once in a while, right?
1,000,000%.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I wish you would once in a while.
I want to preface this by saying I don't want to make this shaming people for crying about things because it's good to have emotions about things, right?
I love to cry.
Yeah,
but
dude.
There are some stupid things that make you cry.
Hold
would
on,
you
I'm
agree?
A mother.
Time
You're
out.
Talking to the head
there
of the
are
choir s- over here.
There are some things that when you look back at it, you go, why was that? Why did that make me cry?
Can we say silly? Silly
yes.
And not stupid.
Silly, yes.
Okay.
Silly, yes.
Don't say the S word.
Silly. Which one?
As my kids
say. Oh, wait.
The one Gibbons just said. The S word, you know. S-T-U-P-I-D. We don't... Come on. Here's the S word if they ask.
Here's my example. Here's what made me cry. Recently, a freaking video game made me cry.
Oh, God.
I've had movies make me cry before, like Field of Dreams, the dad scene at the end. Of course, I've got daddy issues, so anything dad really will make me cry.
That's not silly, though.
No, it's not.
That's real.
Right.
Yeah.
That's real. But what about when you're playing a video game with a character named Arthur Morgan in a game called Red Dead Redemption 2, where you're in the Old West and you're playing with this character and you're
playing fiction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fiction.
Yes. But I get to the end, the game, the character ends up dying in the game.
Spoiler alert! Hello!
And it tore me apart because I had developed this bond with this character and I was like, I was being a good guy and helping out people and collecting money and trying to help my gang in this game. And all of a sudden the guy dies and I was very sad and his horse gets shot too. So not only did the guy's horse die, but he died too.
Oh,
it was a sad, sad moment.
Oh, Allie, your hand was in the air
you
frantically.
Dr. Allie.
Dr.
Right
Allie,
now.
Yes. You had your notepad. You have your notepad.
My
notepad.
I was going to write down my thoughts here.
Oh, okay.
Give me a psych evaluation for my video game.
I've got it. So you were completely checked out. In escaping in this video game.
Hell yeah.
Fair.
Oh yeah, it's immersive.
I'm
it's like
fine
a,
with
it's
that.
Like playing in a movie. It's
the
crazy.
Same thing we do with TV and books and whatever. It's an escape.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You had this amazing escape. You were in it like it was real life,
bro.
But it wasn't. It wasn't.
But no.
It
was, though.
And then what he had, his passion for the moment, his whatever coping skill, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Died. and it's over. And now he's got nothing to do with his time because he's been so consumed.
He has.
It's like crazy.
When I lived at Riggs' house.
Silly.
When I lived at Riggs' house for a couple of days, like a month ago, Riggs, whenever he had free time, God bless him, spent all of his free time just playing this video game and being all encompassed with it and talking about it.
When did you become a video game guy?
I've always been a video game guy.
Really?
But there's a few games that I really enjoy. Like, I have to be good at the game to enjoy it.
If I suck at something, I have no interest in it.
I have another game called God of War. I suck at it, and I get trapped,
boring,
and I'm like, it's frustrating. I'm like, ugh. But this game, I can actually move around. I can do things. I can interact with the world that these people have created. Yeah.
While you're crying over a character that's not real, I don't know what
I'm
to tell
alone.
You.
I get that. It's this guy on the phone. He's got my back on this.
Oh, God. Okay.
100%. Yeah. Go ahead. Good morning, Kiss FM.
This is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, this is the video game support line for men.
Yes.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
I visited Arthur Morgan's grave last night in the game.
Arthur Morgan's?
You know, I mourned his death a couple months ago. I'm with you, buddy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was sad.
Mike.
But I gotta say something. What's the difference between that and when women cry at a movie? It's no difference.
Nothing.
No, it's no.
Nothing, but we also cry about our emotions. You're picking the wrong things to cry about. That's my point.
My emotion is I'm sad that a good friend of mine, Arthur Morgan, passed
Stop
away.
Stop it. Mike Riggs, yes. Arthur Morgan is not a person. He's a character in a video game. You guys, you are so far
right.
gone, you believe he's a person.
Yes, we develop a bond with him throughout the...
Just like, okay, did you not cry when Leonardo DiCaprio died because freaking Rose Dawson let his hand go?
Yes.
Duh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He cried, right?
He was just a fictional character, Allie.
And
he's
I go
a
back
character.
To my main point.
He's
That's
a
not
character
the only
in
thing
a
we
movie.
Cry about.
It was so sad, to be fair. It was so sad. I cried also when I played it.
It was a very sad theatrical.
He's the best.
Is this how men feel when women get together and gush about dumb things?
Yes,
yep.
Exactly.
My God.
It's like watching a movie, but you can manipulate the movie to be how you want it to be. And then
so
when you do it.
You're manipulating it, you're still upset with your
yes,
fake character. Are you
yes,
kidding me right
because
now?
You try to be a good person. You try to go do good deeds in the world, but you still end up with tuberculosis
it's
and you die.
It's not real.
Yeah. Isn't that just a bunch of BS?
It is a bunch of BS, man.
I'm a wrestling nerd, and I think you guys are geeks.
All the people along the horse trail, it didn't matter. I still have
Red Dead Redemption 2. And when the horse died, too, that got me, too. I was like,
What's
ah.
On Xbox?
And
Why
PS4, yeah.
People that kill horses should, like...
Exactly.
Burning
yes.
Manure.
Manure. I hate manure.
Thanks for calling, dude.
This is the guy eating a hamburger, by the way. Just saying.
See you, dude. So is there something silly that made you cry? You can 414-799-1037, or you can text to 71037.
I'm a woman. All of our cries are valid.
Hey, not all of
They're
them.
They're all rational.
Hey, I'm sure every single one.
They're all great.
Yeah.
I cried.
All have a point.
Every single time.
Every single time. They're very rational.
You broke my wine glass.
Yeah,
it was my favorite
rational.
Wine
yeah,
glass.
You. Sounds rational.
Right.
Chicks.
This is silly stuff that made you cry.
Turn into chicks now.
See?
You're the freaks, okay?
Chicks and rigs, okay? Chicks and rigs.
You are the freaks.
You're
Thank
all
you.
Nuts.
Always comes back to our fault, doesn't it?
Chicks and rigs, thank you.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
The silly things that get your emotions going, like a video
you mean
game.
Men?
Yes. Yes.
Started with what men cry about.
Uh huh.
Keep it real here.
It is. And it's okay. It is good for men to cry. It's therapeutic for men to cry, but sometimes it's silly stuff that makes us cry.
Mm-hmm.
Like video games. Like when your character dies in a video game. You developed a fictitious bond with this character throughout the months you've been playing this game, completing these missions, and then when they perish, it's sad. And when his horse perishes, too, it's sad.
Too much to handle.
It's a lot to handle.
It's not like you're watching the Kardashians, which may be scripted, but they're real people.
Yeah.
If somebody dies and you're upset, you're literally watching characters that aren't even, they're not even playing. It's a freaking animated person. Like, you know what I mean?
That you're controlling with your hands.
That you're controlling.
Yes. And it's sad.
Is it?
It's like watching yourself die. It's like watching yourself die.
Literally like this.
It's like watching yourself die.
I just this moment just clicked in my head.
What?
You have the ability to reset and start over with him as a newborn if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're so upset. You could make him rebirth like that, but you're still upset.
Don't ask me to explain my emotions. Just be glad that I have them. 414-799-1037. Hello, Kiss FM.
I was just calling to say, like, I feel like the silliest thing that made me cry was
like what you brought up with the Red Dead Redemption thing.
Yeah.
Like during Infamous Second Son, Delson's brother dies, and it's like a heartfelt moment because it's just like he did everything that he could to try and protect his brother from getting captured.
Oh, it's another video game?
Yeah, it's on the PlayStation. It's only on the PlayStation 4.
What's it called again?
Infamous Second Son.
Infamous Second Son.
Welcome to Confessions of Men in Milwaukee, what they cry about. We've started a new segment here.
Oh, God.
That's funny.
It's good for men to have feelings, even for a video game.
It's a good game. Like, I highly recommend it.
That's great. We're starting a support group for you and Riggs, though.
Yes. Hey, man, I'll be there with you. Every step of the way. Thanks for calling, dude.
Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. See ya.
Somebody said I had to turn it off. Woman is annoyed about guys crying over silly stuff.
What?
Oh, come
because
on.
Because you guys are so dramatic. You're like babies. It's like when you have a husband or a boyfriend, you have to take care of them and they're dumb crap. And that's
what?
Just enabling.
Hey. I also cry every week on This Is Us, by the way.
I was going to ask.
Every week.
How many times, Allie, have you cried watching like Sex in the City or something like that?
See? Look, she knows.
Because
women always cry about valid things. It's never silly
things.
That's
what I said.
Never.
Well,
never.
At least we cry about real people when it comes to our emotions.
Carrie Bradshaw. She's so real.
I wasn't talking about Carrie.
Well, I was.
I was talking about you punks.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie. Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Show number 845 is now in the books, and you can always catch up with us on demand at 1037kissfm.com or with the radio.com app. Did you learn anything on the show this morning? I learned something from Gibbons this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Well, actually, his mom should work for TMZ because she got the scoop on Chris Rock,
dude,
who was in town.
Yeah, man.
Filming for what we now found out was for the FX show Fargo. That I guess they're filming some parts in Milwaukee with Chris Rock.
Yeah, man.
And the behind-the-scenes pictures are pretty cool. Check them out right now. It's on our Facebook page.
Awesome.
Or at 1037kissfm.com. Chris Rock in Milwaukee right now as we speak.
That's cool.
Yeah, man.
He could be listening to our voices, you guys.
Could be. He is.
He's listening with the radio.com app.
Yes.
That's how he rocks. Allie, what did you learn?
He's rocking it.
What did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned that silly things make Riggs cry, and we got no update on his brother. I just realized at the end of the show, I went, what the hell? We didn't even talk about your half-brother today. Hey, dude, what did we do? We really are off kilter.
It's Friday morning, bro.
We talked about it all week. We'll tell you tomorrow. We forgot.
Yeah, right?
It was late night.
I go, so?
Oh, it was eventful. We'll make it eventful.
Yeah, well, I want to hear about that, but I learned that you cried over a video game.
I did. Red Dead Redemption 2.
And you don't have to give the ending away continuously anymore.
Yeah,
just
Riggs.
Let it be.
It's a very sad ending.
Men crying over video games.
Sad, all right? Now we can't say what happened because you just prefaced it with not giving
away
the spoiler.
You said it enough. What is it that you need to get that out so much for
all
to people
time.
That haven't played? You said it like, in fairness, what is that about? He said the ending like 7 times on the show and I don't know why.
He does that with everything.
Why?
Spoiling things for people.
Why?
There's some deep
what is that?
I don't know. It gets me off for some reason. It really does.
It does.
It's
you
like,
do it all the time.
It's a
freak.
Fetish, I think. It's weird. I should probably, I'm going to my therapist today.
Weird.
I'm going to ask.
It's just rude.
I'm going to ask my therapist about it today why I do that. Find out if we can dig a little deep on that. Why Riggs enjoys spoiling things for people.
Must be some trigger from childhood where he
probably.
Got to just ruin his sister's lives when they pissed him off or something by telling them the ending of Bambi.
Probably, you jerk. Oh, but
Gibbons, what'd you learn on the show this morning?
Speaking of triggered, I learned that Allie figured out what triggers her boyfriend, Pottery Guy. Mm-hmm. You talked about the way he was driving. He was tailgating somebody, driving slow in the right lane.
From the Bucks game, and I'm like, why are we going 50 in the right lane tailgating a car? Your big truck's got the lights. They're probably so pissed right now. And he's like, I'm not tailgating. I'm driving just fine.
It triggered him so badly.
I've never complained about it, but I've always wondered it.
The dude sent me, without exaggeration, 5 messages on Facebook. He and I talking, explaining how you're in the wrong and how he was in the right.
Of course he did. He's looking for someone to agree with him. But guess who was in the car? Me and him.
Well, guess who agrees with him? Not me.
Tell me who side you're on.
I do, because he got me a pot, so I agree with him now. He's back on my good side. He's back on my good side.
I forgot about the pot.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that on Monday morning. Be here for that.
Not some pot. A pot.
A pot.
Not like marijuana.
Yeah, come on,
like
man.
A literal flower pot.
We don't smoke the devil's lettuce here,
Hell
Allie.
No.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. J-Matt's up next on Kiss. Bye now.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.